We are doing the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah, page Ayin Hey, and we had learned that everything has a certain purpose. And the Rambam had been discussing that all the wise men agree that there is a spiritual purpose for things that were created. And certain things were created to be food items. A mule was created to be a pack animal, or a horse so that you could get places swiftly. Everything that God created has a purpose, and this is something that the philosophers agreed to as well. And now we're in the Rambam Lam edition, page Ein Hei, the top of the page. And as usual, we will dedicate our learning this morning to Chaya Sara Bat Yosef. V'chasher matzu tachlit kol elu ha'inyanim himtziyut ha'adam. And when the philosophers came to the conclusion that the essence, the purpose of all of these things was the existence of man, hutzrachnu lachkor kmo chen lama nimtza ha'adam. So then we have to go and research, wait a second, so what's man here for? If all these things are here for man, so then why is man here? Umay ta kavanat yitzirto, and what was the purpose in his creation? V'chasher herichu lachkor binyan zeh, and when they delved into researching this subject, matzula adam pa'alim rabimot, they found that man has many functions. Sha'arei kol minei ba'alei ha'chaim ve'ha'ilanot, yesh lehem po'al echad bilvad o shnei po'alim. When you look at the different creatures, the different trees, you'll see that they have one function or two functions. Kmo she'anu ro'im adkalim, like if you look at the palm tree, she'en lehem po'al ela lo'yotzi tzmarim. What does a palm tree do? It grows and produces dates. So to other trees, you see they produce one thing, they produce two things, but they seem to have a specific function in the world. And so too, when you look at the animals, you find one creature has the skill that they could weave, kma kavish, like the spider, it weaves its web. Umishivne, or some creatures, they know how to build, kma sinunit, like this type of creature that's called the sinunit, it's some type of bird that is an expert at building their nests. Umishitrof, or some creatures are very skilled at devouring other creatures, kalye, like the lion. Aval ha'adam, but the human, yaseh ma'asim rabim, he has many functions, mishtanim ze mizeh, that are quite different one from the other. V'chakru al kol pu'lotav, and so they researched all of man's functions, po'al po'al, each function on its own, ladat tachlit b'riyato me'ele ha'pe'alim, to try and derive the essence of man's creation, working backwards, looking at the different functions man has, and then trying to figure out, retroactively, okay, so why was man created? Umatsu, and the philosophers came to the conclusion, ki tachlito po'al echad bilvad u'bishvilo nivra, that the essence of man is one thing alone, and it is for that that man was created. Ushar pe'alav, and all the other functions of man, hem rak lekayem amidato, are only to sustain his existence. Kidei sheishlam bo ha'po'al echad ahu, so that in his existence, he will be able to fulfill that one function. Ve'apo'al hazehu, and that function is, L'tzayer b'nofsho sodot ha'muskalot, to be able to, so to speak, articulate within his soul the secret deep thoughts, the secret deep understandings, v'ladat ha'amitot kefi ma she'en alav, and to be able to attain the truths as they really are. Meaning, to be able to attain the true understanding of the universe, the true understanding of what's going on around here. Shadat notenet, for the intellect would guide us to say, Sheshava sheker liot tachlit ha'adam la'achila u'shtiya ve'livila, that it is fools. It cannot be that the essence of man is just to eat, to drink, to live with women, to olivnot kir, or to build a wall, or to be a king. That is the essence of man. That is why man is on this planet. Ki chol eile mikrim ha'mitchadshim alav, all of these seem to be the coincidences of life that happen to a person. Lo yosifu al kocho ha'pniniya, they don't add to his internal strengths, they don't add to his essence, to his worth. So he built a wall, so he ate a delicious meal, so he drank some wine, so he married. That's the essence of man. Ve'od, and furthermore, shu mishtatef hazeim rov avroim, most creatures also have functions like this. They also copulate, they also eat, they also drink. Well, this is the essence of man. V'achochmah, but the wisdom, ki asher tosif al kocho apnimi, that is what really adds to his internal strength, v'tatik oto mima'alat buz, and separates him from the level of of shame למעלת כבוד, to the level of honor. שהרי היה אדם בכוח וחזר להיות אדם בפועל. For initially in creation, man has the potential to be man, and then when he gains intellect, when he gains understanding, then he takes it from the potential to realizing that potential to really being a man. והאדם קודם שישכיל וידע. And the man, before he takes note, before he has understanding, before he develops his intellect, הוא נחשב כבהמה. He's like an animal. ולא נבדל משאר מיני החיות, אלא בהיגיון. And the thing that separates us from the other creatures is our logic. רצוני לומר, what I mean to say, בהיגיון שהוא מצייר לנפשו המושכלות, that logic which he can use to paint with it, to draw, to articulate within himself all these elevated concepts. והנחמד שבמושכלות, and the most honorable of concepts, לצייר לנפשו אחדות הקדוש ברוך הוא, to be able to articulate to himself God's singularity, וכל הנלווה לעניין ההוא מאלוהיות. And all the things that come along with that, when we speak about the fact that God is singular, so we say, if He is singular, then that means, like the Rambam explains in his other works, the concept of God's singularity brings along with it the concept that God has no body, that God always was. There are many concepts that go hand in hand with God's singularity. ששאר החוכמות אינן אלא להרגילו בהן עד שיגיע לדעת החוכמה האלוקית. That all other wisdoms are really just there to sharpen his mind, to prepare him so that he can attain the true great godly wisdom, the understanding or some understanding of God. והדיבור בזה העניין עד קלותו יארך מאוד. And if I want to explain this, to really explain this concept, it'll take a long time, says the Rambam. So I'm just mentioning it, but really, to fully explain this concept would really take a long time. אבל, but, in ציור המושכלות, together with being able to articulate these deep concepts, יתחייב, one of the things that has to happen is, להרחיק רוב התענוגים הגופיים, that one should distance himself from chasing after too much physical pleasures. כתחילת השכל יצייר, for the first thing that one's mind does attain, the simple understanding teaches us, שחורבן הנפש בתיקון הגוף, that we can destroy our soul if we focus on fixing up our body, ותיקון הנפש, and we can fix up our soul, but then it will be בחורבן הגוף at the expense of our body. A person cannot spend his life looking for the amenities of life and think that he will be able to grow spiritually and intellectually. They have to come one at the expense of the other to a certain extent. Yes, Ari?
The Rambam distinguishes between nefesh and guf.
Yeah.
So I was in. So this in throughout all of Rambam, is it?
It's a little difficult to be mindayek because this is a translation. This isn't the Rambam's own words. This is a translation from Arabic. This isn't the Mishnah Torah. This is the introduction to the Mishnah. And his commentary on the Mishnah, including the introduction, was written in Arabic. So, I don't know if we could be mdayek. Sheha'adam k'sheyeh rodef ta'avot. For the man, when he is constantly chasing after his desires, u'magbir ha'murgashot al ha'muskalot, and he takes his physical, the things that he senses, and he lets them overcome his spiritual, the things that he thinks about, ומעביד שכלו לתאוותיו, and he makes his mind a slave of his desire, עד שיחזור להיות כבהמה, until he reaches a point where he's like an animal, meaning, God gives us intellect, what are we going to use it for? A person can use his intellect to think, okay, which bar is the best? How am I going to have time to stop by for a massage on my way home today? He could use his mind to constantly think about how am I going to get the most physical pleasures out of today and out of this world. And then he is, in essence, making his mind the slave of his desires. And he's really like an animal. Asholot tzayel lenafsha, for the animal also doesn't perceive elah ha'achila v'ashtiyah v'atashmish. In an animal's world, what exists is eating, drinking, copulation. That's it. Bo lo yitvada az hakoach ha'eloki. Then in that person, we do not see the godly strength, the godly potential being revealed. Rotze lomar ha'sechel. What is that godly potential? That is intellect. Ve'yashuvaz ki'ilu hu b'riya gzura. And then he becomes like some kind of creature that was just cut out of matter, socha b'toch yam ha'yuli, that's swimming in this world of physical. So if a person behaves in that fashion, so then he's like an animal. His focus is, okay, how do I attain this physical thing or that physical thing? V'nitbarer me'ilu ha'mukdamot, and from these introductions, what's been clarified is, ki tachlit ha'olam, that the essence of the world, v'chol asher bo, and everything in this world, the essence of all that is, hu ish chacham v'tov, a person who is wise and good. V'chasher yitbarer la'ish, and when this person learns, when it becomes clear to him, shehu mimin ha'adam, that he is from this group, from the series of what we would call men, hachokhma v'amase. So then the things that he has to do is to be wise in thought and in action. Ritzoni lomar, what I mean to say, hachokhma, what does it mean to be wise in thought? Letzayer b'sichlo amitut advarim, to be able to articulate, to be able to draw in his mind the truth of things, kefi shehem alav, as they really are, ulasik kol ma she'efshar la'adam la'asigon, to be able to attain as much of an understanding of the world as one can. Ve'amasen, when I speak about the actions, hu tikun v'yishur advarim ativim. That's taking the natural things that one must do. A person does have to eat and drink and do business, etc., but he should do it in the straight way. V'shelo yeh shatuf b'tanugim, and he shouldn't be filled seeking the worldly pleasures. V'shelo yikach mehem ela ma sheyeh v'tikun gufo v'tikun midotav kulam, and he only takes that which he needs in order to be whole in body and to be whole in his traits. Valken, and therefore, ha'ish yeh alinyan zeh, a person who behaves this way, he's attaining his potential in thought and in action, hu ha'tachlit v'hu ha'chefetz. That is the purpose of the world, and that is what God wants in the world. Meaning, what was the question the Rambam asked? The Rambam said, we said, everything was created for a purpose. And the purpose of most things was to serve man. And the purpose of man was to attain this level, to live a correct life, correct in thought, correct in action. And this concept, says the Rambam, isn't something that we know only because the prophets told us to do this. But even the wise men of the nations that pass, these nations that never saw prophets, nor did they ever hear their wisdom, they too already knew she'en adam shalem elak sheyeh cholel hachochma v'amaseh, that man is not complete unless he encompasses both the wisdom of thought and the wisdom in action. V'day lecha b'divrei chacham ha'mfursam, and it's enough to illustrate by quoting to you the words of the famous wise man in philosophy, meaning he's quoting Aristotle. Sha'amar ben Aristotle said, "Chafetz ha'el mimenu liyot nevonim chasidim." The Omnipotent One wants us to be wise and pious. Sha'adam k'sheyeh chacham benavon. If a person were just wise, aval mevakesh ta'avot, he's as wise as can be, but he spends his life chasing after worldly pleasures. Eino chacham ala emet. His wisdom isn't really a true wisdom. Shetchilat ha'chokma mechayevet, for even the beginning of wisdom obligates us, שלא ייקח אדם ממעדנים הגופניים, that a person should not take the worldly pleasures, אלא מה שיש בו תיקון צורך גופו. Only what he needs to fix, to maintain a healthy body. וכשנפרש מסכת אבות, נשלים זה העניין ונבראו. And when we explain tractate אבות, we'll complete and explain this concept, כפי מה שרוי, as is fitting. וכן מצאנו, and so too we find, שהנביא האשים וחשב לאבון, למישהו התחלל שהוא חכם, that the prophet comes with claims and considers it a sin to those people who consider themselves wise, v'umored ba mitzvot, and yet as wise as they are, they rebel against the mitzvot and they seek out their desires. That's what the prophet says. The prophet says, how do you say you're wise people and God's Torah is with you? You're not performing the mitzvot. What wisdom do you really have? So let's just finish this paragraph. Yeah? V'chein, im yeh ha'adam k'mochen oved v'nazir. Let's say we go to the opposite extreme. So the first extreme, the Rambam said, you have a person who learns all the forms of wisdom, but he doesn't perform. So that's not really a completely wise person. And so too, if you have a person who, he tries to serve Hashem, he tries to perform mitzvot, he holds himself back from enjoying the worldly pleasures, never drinks wine, never eats anything that's sweet, never has a ragala, never has a shoko, no, he holds back. Life is all about abstinence. Umachika ma'adanim, he distances himself from anything that's sweet. Levad b'mashit tzlech l'tikun gufo, only the bare minimum that he needs to maintain his body. And when it comes to natural things, he tries to go the straight path. And he seems to hold on to all the pleasant traits, but he never learned wisdom. He never gained understanding of what's right in the world. This too is a person that's lacking completeness. But he is better than the first one. But his actions, einam al derech nechona velo al derech emet, they are not correct, nor are they on the path of truth. The guy never studied, so what's he going to do that's right? He tries to estimate, well, maybe it's better I do this, maybe it's better I do that. So he's trying to perform correctly, but he never studied to know what is the correct path. Ve'al ken amru chachamim aleihem shalom, and that's why our sages taught us, may they rest in peace. A person who has not learned anything cannot be fearful of sin. Nor can a simpleton, a person who hasn't studied Torah, nor can he be pious. As we've explained, if you don't know what piety is, so as much as you'll strive to be a pious person, you're not going to hit the mark. And anyone who sees a person who is not learned and says, oh, he's a chassid, what a pious person he is, he's making the sages into liars. For they really cut the line here and they said that you cannot be a chassid if you're not learned. And he's also lying against common intellect, against what makes sense, that you cannot be pious if you haven't learned. And that's why throughout the Torah you find the commandment, ulmatem otam, learn the words of Torah, v'acharken, and only afterwards does the Torah tell us, la'asotam, to perform them. A person cannot just say, I want to perform mitzvot, I want to be a tzaddik, I want to be a chassid, so I won't go to yeshiva, I won't spend time learning, but I'll spend my time looking for mitzvot. I'll go perform this mitzvah, that mitzvah, I'll be a chassid. You won't be a chassid. It's not happening. You cannot perform mitzvot unless you study, and you cannot be a pious person unless you learn how. Throughout the Torah, we are taught that the wisdom, the understanding, precedes the actions. For through wisdom, one can attain the correct actions. But through actions, one cannot attain wisdom. Actions don't bring wisdom. Wisdom can bring actions. And this is what our sages, may they rest in peace, taught us. Shatalmud mevi lidei maaseh. That learning brings to action. And that's why our sages said, learning precedes action. Learning in that respect is greater than action, because learning will bring to action, and action doesn't bring to learning. So what do we see today? The Rambam said the essence of the world is for the sake of man, and the essence of man is for man to be an intellectual man who performs correctly. And in order to do that, one has to learn. When one learns, then one can learn and perform. If one learns and doesn't perform, he hasn't attained the level he should. If one performs and doesn't learn, he also hasn't attained the level he should. The essence of the world is that we produce people who both learn and perform. Yes?
First of all, we can learn from experience. So it's like it's induction and deduction. We can, it's like practical learning. So we do something from our mistakes or success, we can learn also.
But we won't necessarily know our mistakes. Yiftach thought he was being especially pious when he murdered his daughter. it's a pretty bad mistake to learn from. He only learned when he died by having limbs fall off and he died that terrible death. That's not the way to learn. But that's where Chazal said, Lo am aretz chasid. He wanted to be pious. He led the Jewish people. And he thought he was doing an act of piety when he slaughtered his daughter. He had promised God, you let me win the world, I'll sacrifice the first thing that greets me when I come home. He expected one of his animals to greet him. He comes home, his daughter comes to greet him. So he says, no, we got to slaughter her. What can we do? So he murders his own daughter. He thought he was being pious. You find the same thing Rabbi Akiva, when he started learning, he encountered a corpse in the middle of the desert, and in the sweltering heat, he carried the corpse a large distance till he reached the city to bury the corpse. When he reached the city, his Rebbeim told him, you're going to pay the price for every footstep you took that corpse. The poor body suffered by being taken. The correct thing would have been to bury that body on the spot. The halacha is that a corpse that no one knows who the dead man is, halachically, he has a right to the ground that he's found dead upon. And you should have buried him on the spot. And you thought you were doing an act of piety by carrying him this distance. In essence, you were sinning every footstep of the way. And then Rabbi Akiva said, look, you see how I worked so hard to do what was right, and because I hadn't learned, so as much as I wanted to do what was right, I did what was wrong.
I recently noticed an interpretation of a first case that if he sacrificed his daughter for temple, like for God.
However you want, even if you'll say like that, nonetheless he sinned. He was punished for it.
Okay.
And he ruined her life.
And then I don't understand its connection. It's this last paragraph, this last page. First, it was about abstinence.
The Rambam said.
Don't take any sweet.
He said that a person who goes to complete abstinence, so he thinks he's doing what's right, but he won't attain the golden path, because when a person isn't learned, he can only try to guess. So he might go to one extreme, or he might not go far enough. He might say, well, it's okay if I have this much or that much, and he might be wrong in that. Or he might say, no, if I want to be a true chassid, I never eat anything but bread and salt. So on Shabbos, when he should enjoy Shabbos, he'll think he's being a special chassid by not enjoying Shabbos. I'm being a chassid. I'm just eating bread and salt. Complete abstinence. I'll never drink wine. But the Torah tells you Friday night you're supposed to make kiddush on wine. The Torah tells us on Yom Tov you're supposed to eat good meat and good wine. A person who hasn't learned won't know that. A person tells his wife, it's good enough, you have one garment. Torah tells you, buy her a new garment for Yom Tov. The Torah gives us a balanced life. So, if you learn Torah, you can be balanced. If you don't learn Torah, then as much as a person wants to be pious, he'll be off the mark. Yeah, Baruch Hu Sper, sorry. Yeah.
I just want to ask, should the main, according to Rambam, should the main basis of level be less on philosophy and more on halakha? Because halakha is something which is practical, it has a practical base and it needs to do it.
For sure, the Rambam's talking about learning halakha, he's not talking about learning philosophy.
Yeah, should the main basis of our learning be halakha?
Yeah, for sure. The Rambam is telling us you have to learn Torah in order to know halacha.
Right.
Yes.
The Rambam uses the word chassid. Doesn't say you can't. That's the guy going above and beyond being a chassid. So you can still.
You're saying lo amaretz chassid, aber ken amaretz yehudi tov.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So first of all, you have a good point. I think though that. The logic behind the concept of Lo Amaretz Chassid would apply by the same token to keeping mitzvot. Think of the logic the Rambam told us. You cannot keep the mitzvot if you don't know how. So Chazal said it about a Chassid. You're saying Chazal should have probably said Lo Amaretz Shomer Torah Mitzvot. Im Lo Lamata Lo Kiyamta. Something like that. There are other places where Chazal say similar lines. You're right. I think here Chazal meant that the goodwill isn't enough. Here Chazal, we're coming to stress the point. Even if you have the best of will and the best of intent, you won't get there. But you're right. Chazal also tells in other places that if you don't learn, you're not going to perform. That you can't perform if you don't learn. But you're right. Your diuk is very, very good. You're right. I mean, you could say that that's Ein Bul Yerei Chet. But that would be fooling you, because the Rambam has a special explanation in Bur. The Rambam says Bur is a person who isn't even in Am Haaretz. He's a person who just sits and does nothing. He is not productive at all in society. So that according to the Rambam's understanding of Ein Bur Yerei Chet, that doesn't answer your question. So that's why I'm not saying that. Your diuk is very good, but I think the concept, when we read the thoughts, what's the logic behind it, I think we see it. Chazal meant, even if he tries to be a chassid, even if he's trying to do beyond the letter of the law, he's not going to do it. But you're right, your point is a good point.
He's trying to go above and beyond by saying, I'm only going to eat bread and salt. He's not saying that he would think that that's the halacha to follow.
I hear what you're saying. I hear. It's a good point. I never thought about it. I have to think about it. It's a good point. And I still think that the logic points us in that direction, that if you didn't learn, you can't perform. That's what the Rambam says. Ulmatem leads to lasotam. You can't be lasotam before ulmatem. But your diuk in Chazal is a very good diuk. We have to see if someone comments on it. Amen.